And we are coming to you live from CITR Station in UBC on the traditional and ancestral territories of the Coast Salish peoples, the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish. We don't have...
Whoa, what? You said that so nice, dude.
What do you mean?
That was crispy, and that was a good intro.
Okay, thank you.
Anyways.
I've got some practice at this point.
Yeah, today is March 23rd. Tonight there's some big records dropping that I'm excited about.
Oh, really?
Some 6 Lakh.
Oh, yeah. Your
just,
boy?
Just 6 Lakh, actually. He hasn't dropped in like half a decade, so. Speaking of 6 Lakh, I've been listening to a lot of 6 Lakh this week. There's nothing. So today we decided, because we kind of talk about just like what's new, we never talk about what we listen to outside of what has just dropped.
Yeah.
So today we're just going to have a conversation about what we've been listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have some fun later and do a little bit of a rapper / artist tier list.
We don't need to limit it to rappers. I think that's good.
No, we won't. But we'll start with rappers because that one is, I feel like most variation in opinion is with rappers.
Maybe.
Like if I gave you Taylor Swift, like you're not going to shoot lower than A-.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? But yeah. If I gave you Rick Ross, the whole spectrum's available.
That's true. But also Rick Ross and Taylor Swift are not comparable at all.
No, but like Rick Ross sometimes shows up and is insane, like on Devil in a New Dress.
Yeah. But like Rick whatever, Taylor Swift.
Ricky Rosé?
They do very different things within their genres. But yeah. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Anyways, last night when we were discussing this, you told me you've been listening to 100 Gex.
I did listen to the new 100 Gex album. So did you.
I did.
10,000
Gex. Yeah, 10 grand. 10,000
Gex. Their follow-up to their 2019 album?
I think there was a 2021.
Okay.
It was
20, or 20.
There was 100. There's.
That,
I'm pretty
that
sure,
one was 1,000 Gex.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is like 100. There's 1,000 Gex, and then 2020, I think it's a deluxe. It's called 1,000 Gex in the Tree of Clues.
Yeah, because they... It's like a bunch of remixes and stuff on that.
That's the one I listen to, and I really like that one. Yeah, there's like a remix with Charlie XCX I remember on there.
Charlie XCX is like mainstream 100 Gex.
No. No.
Like, kind of.
No. Charlie XCX is far from hyperpop. Charlie XCX is just flat. Yeah. Here, we said we'd play some snippets.
Okay.
Why don't we play some snippets?
Too early for this. It's too early for this.
Like 1999 by Charlie XCX.
Okay, yeah,
pop.
that song is, but I feel like there's other stuff on Charlie.
Boom Clap.
Boom Clap is so different.
I think she just makes pop, man.
Yeah, she does.
Like who would
but
be
I
the mainstream?
But I think she's got others, like, but I feel like she kind of has the, like, the noisy, somewhat abrasive tendency. It's just more, it just leans into it less, and it's more.
I don't think you're listening to Charlie XCX enough.
Maybe I'm not listening to
yeah,
Charlie
that,
XCX.
That,
I might just be flat out wrong, and I'm.
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just kind of threw out an idea. I feel like it makes sense that they work together.
Yeah, it works, man. 100 Gex are not bad. It's just such an acquired taste. Hyperpop is such an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are the most. They have a song with almost 100 million streams.
Yeah,
which for hyperpop is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because they're not for the faint of heart. They're like mainstream Death Grips, like just like a lot of noise, really in your face, but like maybe more classic song structure to their music.
Yeah.
Like Money Store is similar to some of those 100 Gex. Is it Money Store?
Yeah, Money Store is the big song. Or Money Machine.
Money Machine is the
Money Store is Death Grips.
Yeah.
That's an album.
Yeah, the Money Store is like that's like 100 Gex is like that, but you just put pop into it. That's like how I view 100 Gex.
That's fair. That's about right. Anyway, so we did both listen to 10,000 Gex on our own volition.
I think you liked it more than I did.
Probably. I think it's, I don't really have a whole lot to say about it because I really just listened to it once. But, like, they're interesting. And sometimes you just kind of, some of the songs just sort of punch you in the face with a whole lot of craziness. But I feel, but there's other stuff, because I never really listened to 100 Gecs, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's other stuff that's a little more toned down and a little more melodic, and I appreciated that about it. So that's really all I have to say about 10,000 Gecs. I'm looking forward to 100,000 Gecs, though. That'll be a crazy album.
So what do you...
Do you think we'll ever see a billion Gecs?
Oh, man. So we go to 100,000 to... No, that's so far, bro.
A million Gecs, 10 million Gecs, 100
million Gecs.
That's so many geckos. Or gecks?
I don't know what a geck is. I don't think they're geckos, man.
No, I don't think they're geckos either. I think it's just I just think about it as geckos.
I'll say, what are gecks?
We're Googling live here, trying to figure this out.
How many gecks?
Anyway, what's the Google machine telling you? This is really...
Tell me. Why is it called 100 gecks?
What's a geck?
100 geckos. You're right.
Oh, okay, that's great. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. She considered naming the band 100 Geckos. Oh. Laura attempted to purchase a gecko on the internet, but accidentally purchased 100 of them. Wow. And this is before they were famous? That must have cost a fortune.
Yeah, that's a lot of geckos.
She considered naming the band 100 Geckos after this, but... So, it's Dylan Brady and Laura Lay.
Yeah.
Dylan suggested shortening it to 100 gecs. This is the most common of the three stories being mentioned in multiple interviews. Okay, so anyway, you were correct, man.
Hey, I'm a real...
That's crazy. I wonder if they still have all those gecs.
I mean, maybe, yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do with 100 geckos once you acquired them? You got to take care of them.
Dude, I had a friend who had a gecko, and it lived like 27 years. And good. For, like, the last 4 years, it was blind and deaf. But like, they were just like, yeah, like, they didn't know how to, like, put it down, I guess, because it's so small. They're like, yeah. And he just kept living.
Yeah. Kept eating.
Yeah, just kept eating and shedding and growing. And anyways,
that's fun.
I'm looking at my, so, like, outside of 100 Gecs, I just listened to it because, like, I had a buddy send me it, and he was like, he was like, the Beatles could never make Hollywood Baby. And I was like, ah.
They couldn't have.
No.
they were too busy making better music.
I'm looking at my top tracks for this month. Can you guess what number one is?
Falling Back by Drake.
No.
No.
No More Talk.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
No More Talk followed by Jumbotron. She Poppin'.
Okay.
And then Solo by Future. I love that song.
Okay.
Anyways.
That's nice.
Dude, outside of, like, when I, obviously you know this, when I don't listen to new music, there's a lot of Drake on my rotation.
Yeah, that's why I guessed Falling Back.
No, Falling Back is on my, Falling Back, this is, just for some context, Falling Back, I love Falling Back, the intro track to Honestly Nevermind, and the Drizzy Despiser over here hates it.
I don't like that song.
It was my number one song of 2022, which, I mean, this could be criminal, but
it's
but
you,
I
man.
Love that record.
It's
man.
You. It can't be criminal. If it's just your own taste. If it's your own opinion.
Yeah, dude. My top songs were Falling Back, then straight into a keeper, then it goes to Nikes.
All right.
Then it's Massive.
All right.
And then it's 7 a.m. on Bridal Path.
Nice.
And then it gets all over the place. Then there's As It Was, Loose Change, Moscow Mule, Passion Fruit, Outside by Yeet. Die Hard is way up there.
Anyway, that's great.
What so?
What have you been? So,
one thing I wanted to double back on that you mentioned once that I'm slowly grasping now because we had talked about why we listen to music. Is that you don't listen to playlists. Or you don't make playlists.
I don't make playlists.
So you just listen to the Spotify made ones?
Yeah. I listen to my like songs on Shuffle And then I'll listen to a daily mix, one of their daily mixes that they come up with. I'll listen to the, genre mixes.
Those are really good.
Always really well done because the algorithms are scary. Algorithms are kind of scary.
It's listening to us right now.
And what?
Yeah.
Oh, the algorithm. Oh, yeah, the algorithm's listening to us right now.
Falling back, falling back. Now falling back's going to be everywhere.
But anyway, yeah, I don't create my own playlist, really. I have some that I've created, but I don't really listen to them. And, like, the ones that I do
create... Oh, you haven't been listening to music. I could go and, like, check your playlist.
Oh, I was listening to music because I want to get into this. Not really, but this morning I was listening to that AI DJ that Spotify recently, like, made a thing. Made be a thing. If you know what I'm talking about. Oh, I saw that. Yeah. It's just this... It's just, like, it's just another playlist, but it Spotify curated playlist effectively, but in between... Like every 3-4 songs, there'll be an AI disc jockey that talks to you.
How do you feel about that?
And okay, I want to say this before we analyze it. I mean, the songs were good. It was just stuff I've been listening to, and it started off like, here's some stuff you've been listening to, and then, oh, it's Women's History Month. We're gonna play some songs from notable female artists who've made an impact in the genre. First up, Pink Panthers.
Okay.
And I died laughing at that because I just thought, because I was expecting, like, and here's some Beyonce or, something like that. And then
Miss Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. And then the first thing was Pink Panthers. And then it was, here's some songs you used to listen to a lot, but you haven't been lately, so we're going to play them again.
That's cool.
It is cool.
They used to do that by just, like, showing that, like, on your feed, and you could click on that playlist, like...
Yeah, you're on repeat, you're...
Oh, I love my on repeat, bro.
Well, of course you do. Those are your songs that you have on repeat. You're on repeat, or you're, like, throwback machine.
Yeah, it's, like, throwback Thursday or whatever.
No, it's not called that.
But I know what you're talking about. It has, like, the like, infinity loop.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, AI DJ, how do I feel about it? It's weird.
Is it weird?
It's weird. I don't think I really
like... My time capsule. That's the one.
Time capsule. I don't think I like the normalization of AI.
Why?
Because I prefer it when... Because I just...
I mean, I know why.
I worry they're learning too much.
Well, probably, man.
And that they could, even if they don't mean to, become autonomous or be able to... do things or like become self-aware or be able to do things that were initially beyond the scope of their intended use.
Anyways, well, let's cut this now before we get into it.
AI, I feel like, is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And I don't think I like it too much. I think I prefer it when humans are in charge, because are humans trustworthy? No, not at all. But at least...
Why do you think AI would be more malicious than a human? It's
not that I think an AI could be more evil. An AI wouldn't know, doesn't have morals. It doesn't know any better.
No, but I think that it can't have,
it's a robot. Like, it's not necessarily going to have a capacity for empathy. If it's just going to have the pursuit of its goal.
No, it just makes a decision based on reason and fact, wouldn't it?
So well, it has a goal that it wants to pursue.
Which
and it's
is what?
Why, whatever so, you want the AI to be able
so
to
So why
do.
Are you afraid it's going to be world domination?
Because what? Because if we use... Because if we stop... Because we're use. Because currently, all we're using... All that AI is being used for...
Is efficiency.
Is, like, played... Like, you know, like, ChatGPT is writing really good essays already. And there's some AI art that exists and AI DJs and really, really good deepfakes, which are their own problem.
Yeah, dude.
Because
anyways,
now
let's
picture
get back
and video
to
evidence
music.
Means nothing.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah.
But...
Because like you saw that picture of like, because Trump was freaking out that he was going to get arrested on Tuesday or something. And then I saw a deepfake of Donald Trump getting arrested. He didn't get arrested. Of course he didn't, because Donald Trump rarely speaks the truth.
Anyways, let's go back to music. That is a whole different conversation.
That's a whole different conversation on our music show. And I don't know enough about AI anyway. I just don't like it that much.
That's fair, man. You know what I don't like that much? Logic.
Okay.
Let's talk about Logic for a second again.
For the 50th time.
No, because... So we were briefly going over... We were briefly going over, like, our tier list, and you brought up Logic at the end, and I said, like, C, C minus.
Yeah, and I said, like, B.
And you said B.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is it?
You think Logic is up there with... Who else did we put at B? Lil Baby?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And 21. We both had... All right,
21, I think, is above B.
Do you think 21's above B?
He's, like, B plus, A minus... But
you think he's A minus?
So do we want to
get into this?
That's for later.
That's for later?
That's for later. I want to talk about Pyramids by Frank Ocean, a song I've been listening to a lot lately. All
right, we're going
to
play it. That's going to take up a quarter of our show.
We can't play the whole thing.
Let's talk about Frank Ocean then. Dude, Pyramids is insane.
Pyramids? Okay, so here's my feelings. What I think about when I listen to Pyramids, I guess, is I'm very late to the Frank Ocean party.
That's okay.
But...
It's still going, baby.
I mean, the Frank Ocean party never ends, really, because when you're that good...
And mysterious and...
Yeah.
Enthralling.
And everything.
Everything he is.
And I... My, like, first taste of Frank Ocean was songs on Blonde, like Knights and Nikes and Ivy, which are all these very... They're unconventional songs, I think. They don't, like, flow or, like, they don't flow like a normal song does.
No.
They're weird. They're kind of left
field. He doesn't have, like, conventional song structure.
Yeah, they don't have conventional song structures. And so you go from those songs, which I don't find them to be particularly catchy or anything like that.
Which ones?
Like Knights.
That's really?
Wow. Yeah, I don't everything think it's catchy. I don't
Knights
think it's like a head
so,
bumper.
Really?
Knights is great for being abstract and weird and different and left field and super super creative. But I don't find it to be necessarily catchy.
So what would be a catchy song to you?
Pyramids.
So, bro, you don't think Round the City, Round the Line, bro, that is... The beat is so cool, what he does with that guitar, and the beat switch is insane.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool and it's different and it's great. But I don't think it's like an earworm.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
What about, that I listen to it in LA, dude. I think that's huge.
I think music can be enjoyed outside of
Los
Angeles.
Yeah, but I think that listening to Knights with that environment and, like, that scape around you...
Just drive around Vancouver, then. Yeah, but it's just a city.
If you've driven around L.A. and you've driven around Vancouver, there's a massive difference in what songs you feel like you can play.
Okay. Anyway.
Which is something we should talk about.
I've not driven around Los Angeles lately.
Because I think that saying Knights is not a catchy song is an out-there take. What about Ivy? What about Ivy? And Pink and White's catchy, right?
Yeah, Pink and White's catchy.
Ivy?
Ivy.
I thought that I was dreaming.
A little bit. But I just don't find a lot on Blonde to be, like, catchy.
What about White Ferrari?
Or
Godspeed?
Yeah, I just think that stuff's, like, it's got its own artistic merit and it's great, but maybe it's just because they're so unconventional, but that's not what I'm, but anyway, you, so that's like what I imagine Frank Ocean as. And then
interesting,
I listen to Pyramids.
So you had never heard Thinking About You?
Yeah, I've heard,
like, before
I don't remember timelines all that well.
But Thinking About You's catchy.
Yeah, like
I see what you're okay, continue.
Channel Orange has a lot more conventional song structures, like Lost and Thinking
yeah,
About
Super
You
Rich Kids.
Yeah, Pink exactly. Matter. Exactly. Anyway, and it's just crazy to me that he made, like, an electronic song like that.
Oh, he's a genius, bro.
I know.
How long is that song? 9 minutes?
9 minutes. And it's just crazy to me
10 minutes. Holy shit. What part do you like more?
Like, just the fact that he has that drop in there, and that that's on a Frank Ocean song, and this is the same guy who makes, like, somewhat abrasive, not abrasive, but...
Yeah, no, unconventional.
Somewhat abrasive and unconventional stuff, and then he makes this, and it's, like, very... And it's excellent, and it's... It's, like, it's just, like, more normal, more... It's just, like, a more normal song, and it's something that sounds nothing else, like... Like, any... It doesn't sound close to anything on Blonde. It's so different from that stuff.
Or Blonde is so different, from that. Most things on Channel Orange.
Yeah. So, it's just, like, crazy... It's just crazy to me that he was able to do that on top of all the other things.
He's that good, though.
I know. And
do you like Nikes?
Smart. Yeah, I like Nikes.
That's, like... You know that's, like, my favorite song ever.
Yeah.
Dude, Blonde is, like, my favorite record of all time. Outside of maybe, like... Some like classic 80s records that I can never get out of my head. But I love Blonde, dude. I think that, I mean, I don't want to get into it because we're just going to go down this crazy thing. One day we'll just sit and talk about Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
But there's just, have you ever, I played you one Frank Ocean song off Nostalgia Ultra and you didn't like it right away. You were like, oh, I don't like this. I played you Nature Feels.
Which one was that?
The one with the MGMT.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that one didn't work for me.
Really?
Off the bat. I mean, that was like a one-time thing a while ago. I'd have to go back to it. I'd have to hear it again. But, yeah. Within the theme of long songs, of like 10-minute songs, I've also been enjoying just listening to my long songs playlist. Because I have a soft spot for the long songs.
Let me go look at this long songs playlist.
My long songs playlist?
Yeah.
All right.
Because we can. Man. The Dream is Alive. What's that playlist?
Something else.
Runaway, Sing About Me, I'm Dying Thirst, World Mortal Man, Defilier, Zed.
Yep. Paper Cut.
Logic, Pyramids, Sweet, Fire, All Too Well, 10-Minute Version's Crazy, God Dead, American Pie, I Don't Know, Last Call, Or We Measure, Wilshire's Crazy, Giorgio by Moroder's Dope.
Thanks
Let
to
It
you.
Happen's great. Yeah, Georgia by Moroder is so good. Fear is dope. Hey Jude, 7 minutes?
Yeah, because the outro. Because the outro to that song, the na na na. That
That's part. How long does that go on for?
Like 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It's like it's 3 minutes of verse, chorus, and then they go into a super long outro.
And then 3,500.
Yep.
Damn, dude, this playlist is so... There's some great... What's your favorite on here? Could you pick one? Dude, it's gotta be Pyramids for me.
I don't know what my favorite on this is.
Pyramids or 3500 or Let It Happen. Those are my three favorite on here.
That's,
or
Joshua.
Wilshire's so good too, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I've been liking the long songs, man. I like a good like 10-minute. I mean, not all these songs are 10 minutes. A lot of them are like 7 minutes or so. But just something that's expansive and. Lunch.
Have you ever listened to Trilogy?
Not enough. I listened to like the first piece of Trilogy. What is that? House of Balloons.
House of Balloons.
I listened to that on vacation, but
it
didn't...
that is I love that is that's one that might be my favorite piece of music that The Weeknd has ever released. I love those 9 songs. There's like 4 songs on there that are like 7 minutes. Yeah, House of Balloons is 7 minutes. Party in the After Party is 7 minutes. Loft Music is 6 minutes. The Knowing is 6 minutes. He has a song with Drake that's 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He has an 8-minuter in here. He has another 7-minuter, 6.5-minuter. Dude, that's my favorite Weeknd sound. Like, I know that, like, After Hours is, like, immaculate synth pop, but the brooding, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like that, like, just dark R&B that's also, like, poppy. I just love that sound. And Trilogy is, like, you know how much I love Trilogy. I mm-hmm. rave over Trilogy.
Anyway, last note on my long songs playlist. I just want to say shout out to Stromae, Défilé. Pretty good song. I feel like, I don't know if it's underrated or not because I'm not in Stromae communities. But Défilé is cool.
Is that Drake?
Yeah, the Belgian Drake. I don't think he's at all comparable to Drake. They do very different things. Belgian pop superstar Stromae. Défilé is cool. It's a 8-9 minute song, and I did a project on it in high school. Wow! Because we had to do a project where we analyzed songs, and the teacher was like, "All right, yeah," from one of my French classes.
Oh.
And the teacher was like,
French immersion.
Yeah, French immersion. All my French immersions out there, French immersion kids out there. And the teacher was like, "No Stromae," because everyone knows Stromae. Like, if you come up there with pop and you talk about Papa Ute, like, you didn't try for this project. But anyway, but this song was less. It was like pretty. It was like new at that time, and he hadn't like released anything before that song for like 5 years. So I convinced my, well, not really convinced my teacher. I just said, "Hey, can I do this song, which isn't one of the hits and it's new?" And she let me do it.
What record is that from?
Défilé is just a single. It's just like the music video, music trailer, basically, to his clothing line that he was coming out with at that time.
That's or like his crazy,
fashion,
though.
Or like his fashion venture that he was working on.
That's dope.
Yeah. Stromae's a dope artist.
I saw him live, bro.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. Even though I couldn't understand anything, it was pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should quickly wrap back to The Weeknd, who now has 112 million monthly listeners. That's crazy, bro.
Unreal. What is there to even... That's... Yeah. What can you even say?
He's him.
Other than that.
Dude, he is truly the Michael Jackson of this era. That is...
Mm-hmm.
Like, even in the world of streaming where everything is amplified and expanded, that is a crazy number.
He's still a cut above the rest.
I mean, who's number two? Justin Bieber? Maybe?
Maybe. I think it might be Miley Cyrus, actually.
Justin Bieber's got 74. Justin Bieber is, like, 50 million monthly listeners behind The Weeknd. It's Miley Cyrus
is second. She's at 83 million.
Wow.
So she's, like, 30 million behind. He's got a 30 million monthly listener lead.
Miley Cyrus is second. That's crazy.
Yeah. Flowers.
Yeah. When you have a song that big, that mm-hmm. recently, like, Sam Smith was number, what, 3 for a second?
Yeah. Anyway, we should probably play a song, though. We're about the halfway point of...
What should we play? Pyramids? Here.
I'm down to play a bit of Pyramids.
We can't. There's too much going on in that song.
Okay.
I don't know it enough, and there's 9 minutes, and it's thematically, it's yeah. probably not. We shouldn't play it on the air.
Yeah.
What we can play... what should we play?
Oh, boy.
Should we play Brand New? No, we can't.
You pick, Hugh. What's been your favorite song of late?
What's been my favorite song of late?
Mm-hmm.
I love The Hard Way, bro, but I'm not going to play The Hard Way. I mean, what I've really been enjoying listening to is Wasted Times by The Weeknd. That's maybe like one of my favorite Weeknd tracks of all time.
Play it.
Have you heard that song?
No.
You've never heard that?
No.
Let me make sure that it's
there's a clean
radio
version.
Suitable.
True.
I'm not sure it is explicit.
Well, of course, but there's got to be a clean version of it, right? Yeah.
Let's find out.
Yeah, this is the challenge of
CanCon.
Usually
we've
pre-picked the songs that we're gonna play.
All right, here we go. Let's play Wasted Times, because just shout out The Weeknd.
Yeah,
52 consecutive weekends. Shout out The Weeknd. All right, this is one of my, if not my favorite track by The Weeknd, who is the king of the music industry right now. Far and away, he's on a hill, and he's built a castle on that hill.
Yeah.
This is Wasted Times by The Weeknd off of his 2018 EP, My Dear Melancholy.
I can't seem to forget about you. I want you. Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forests and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
I love sitars.
Are we back?
Gotta love that part in Sgt. Pepper when the sitar comes in. Anyway.
Some of the ads on CITR ads are wild.
Yeah, we've got a fun collection of advertisers here.
Back to the show.
Yeah.
We'll start this. We'll have some fun now. We briefly talked about
because
what
we haven't been having fun before.
Yeah, we'll have some explosive fun here. So I've put together a list of some names of some artists.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to rank them.
Tier list style.
S, A plus, A minus, A minus, B plus, B minus, however you want to do it.
A to F, or S to F. S, for some reason, is the highest tier on tier lists. I have no idea why. Do you have any idea why?
No, sir.
Okay. But that's the reality of the situation. Don't shoot the messenger. Please.
All right.
Shooting messengers is bad practice.
We'll start with Ricky Rosé.
You want us on our...
Since we mentioned him.
On our musician tier list,
we'll start with Rick Ross.
Ricky
Rosé. Where are you putting Rick Ross?
Rick Ross... you're a bigger Rick Ross fan than I think you should start.
I'm not a big... I mean, I just think that he is very talented. Like his verse on Lemon Pepper Freestyle is so good. His verse on Devil in a Dress is so good. He shows up on, like, God Did and has a great verse. Like some days I feel like Ricky Rosé is, like, an A minus, but most of the time he's not.
Yeah,
I'm going to give Rick a C plus.
I was going to put him in the B range.
He's at like a 79.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it because he's got some incredible moments, but I also couldn't name a single solo Rick Ross song.
Really?
I couldn't. Maybe that's my own personal shortcomings, but I couldn't name a single
I don't blame him. All like the Rick Ross songs I know are like kind of like meme songs.
Okay. Show it to the pears, though.
Yeah, for sure, bro. All right.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Next up, we'll go with SZA. We'll do more conventional.
SZA's A.
Yeah, I'm giving SZA A+.
That's not a lot to...
I'll give SZA A+.
Plus. Yeah.
What about Lil Yachty? Where do you throw Lil Yachty? I throw Lil Yachty C+.
Yeah, I think Lil Yachty's a C plus because everything before Let's Start Here isn't good, but Let's Start Here
is good.
Was quite good. We talked about it on the show. We raved about it for a bit, and deservedly so. It was a very strong album. So he's definitely, I think, he's moving up the ranks. I think C plus is a fair range
I'll go around
for
C.
him.
I'll go around C.
Yeah,
because some of that old stuff is I just. Can't listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about Khalid?
Like
A minus B plus.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. A minus B plus.
I haven't heard a record from him in a while, but like when he was on it, he was like a solidified A. I'll go A minus. Okay. There's just amazing Khalid songs. Where do you stick Yeet?
Where do I stick Yeet? Man, Yeet's got to be.
I'm giving Yeet like C.
Okay,
like I think he's better than C as well. Than but
I was concerned. Yeet's maybe like consistently better than Yachty, perhaps.
But the highs aren't as high.
Excluding
Let's Start Here, bro, the highs are higher.
Yeah, like Yeet's highs are pretty high. Songs like No More Talk and
Money So Big,
Sorry About That. Like all of his hits, Talk, Flawless. Like he's got a good collection of fun songs that are just kind of silly to have on. They're fun to listen to.
And they're going to be super fun live, man.
And they're going to be super fun live. But beyond the hits with Yeet, for me, it like when we're talking about his most recent album, like, yeah, sure, there's growth and there's some good moments on it. But, dude, I can't get through a Yeet album.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough to get through an entire...
It's kind of rage music.
Yeah, it's tough to get through 20 songs, an hour plus total of runtime of Yeet. It's just, it's too much, man. So while the highs are high, the lows are also pretty low. So, C's an appropriate ranking for the guy.
Where did you put Lil Uzi Vert?
Lil Uzi Vert, I think they've got to be... I think they've got to be in the B range. Because, well...
Is it they now?
It's they.
Really?
Yeah, go to their Instagram.
Wow.
They were wearing a they-them shirt during a performance not too long ago as well, so...
They-them. I'm going to say B.
Yeah, B.
Was B+, closing in on A. He had four, like, amazing...
Yeah, they had a very strong run. But Eternal Take wasn't great, and there's not been a lot since.
Yeah, and he just we were really talking about music.
Uzi, like they've kind of just gotten weirder.
Yeah,
over time,
which doesn't mean better. But yeah, necessarily
doesn't necessarily mean better.
I think it's gotten worse. Mm-hmm. I like his 2016, 2017 stuff the most. I think he peaks at Love Is Rage 2.
Yes,
because then Eternal Take he takes out like the melodic rap parts, and then it's just straight up rap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he lost me, so I fell off the Uzi train there. But I also don't like I Just Want to Rock.
I Just Want to Rock is...
Not even really a song, man.
It's not a song. It's probably an intro. I don't know. We'll see what the Pink Tape brings if that ever comes out. But, I mean, they've definitely solidified a legacy for themselves, but... Yeah, the recent product from them has not been strong, and that pulls them down.
Where do you put Cardi?
Playboy or Cardi B?
Oh, Playboy Cardi.
Okay. Playboy Cardi's a tough one. Like,
I'm going to go B-.
Maybe
C+. I love the Cash Cardi stuff. I'm not really a big fan of... Vamp, Rage Cardi.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed the first two mixtapes so much.
Mm-hmm.
Or the mixtape and the album.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Whole Lotta Red is wildly impressive. But it's just like, you can't listen to it. What scenarios will I ever... Like, if you're not like a diehard Cardi fan, like when will you ever be able to listen to Whole Lotta Red?
Yeah, at his concerts.
Yeah. So I'll give him a B-.
I think I'll give him a C+.
Cardi B, I'll probably throw around B-, C+.
Yeah. I think that's fair for Cardi B as well.
Like, I didn't like her breakout stuff. I thought, one, I don't like that Kodak Black song, so I didn't like Bodak Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the one with Bad Bunny. Yeah. I like it. There's a bunch of songs off Invasion of Privacy that have, like, Benny Blanco beats that are super dope.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give Cardi B a C+, B-. It depends on like what song I hear. Yeah. So I'll give her like an 80.
Yeah, like an 80. That's a fair assessment.
What about 21?
Okay.
21.
I like 21 Savage. He's like a lot, dude.
B-.
Okay. I think
are we doing this contemporary or at like the height of their powers? Or is it all together?
I'm taking it all together because if we were going just off peak of their powers, then I don't think we put Uzi as like a
B.
I think Uzi would be higher if we were taking their if we were just taking like
EXO 2 or Live.
Yeah, if we were just basing it off the best they've done. But I don't but that's not we're trying
I'm going
to discuss
B,
the
B,
entirety
B minus
of them.
For 21. Because,
man,
because
that guy's on such a run, dude.
But like,
I've
if we put,
put him board.
We put Khalid at B plus. He's nowhere near Khalid. Like, who's A? Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
Who's A? Like, Childish Gambino's A.
Yeah.
21 doesn't touch Childish Gambino. Young Thug is A. 21 doesn't really do what Young Thug can do. Who would you? Who else would you put in A? Future. Future's like A plus.
Yeah,
he's not close to Future.
Yeah, you're right. I guess he's
like what 21 does is he does excellently. But it's a box.
That's a good point. I think, yeah, he's probably a strong, like a B plus.
Yeah,
for
I'd
me.
Give him like an 85, 86. 85, 86.
Yeah.
What about, so I'd say Future A. Mm-hmm. Who are your S's?
Kanye, Kendrick, Drake.
Is Jay-Z in there?
I think Jay-Z probably should be an S off of respect factor.
Are we gonna put old heads in there? Like, do we even count those people?
I mean, we can, but I also don't necessarily know enough about people like Jay-Z, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not.
All right, we'll exclude those people.
Yeah.
So who are your S's?
Yeah. Man. Definitely Kendrick and Kanye.
Mine definitely Drake is in there.
You'd put Drake up there. I'm putting Drake in A.
That's wild, bro.
I know.
So you put
for you it is.
So you put Kanye in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Kanye makes an album.
I know where you're going with this.
About so there's no logic here. So you just dislike Drake. That's wild, bro. That is like the hitmaker of our generation.
He is.
You're putting him below the man who was so worried about him that he made a record.
Yeah. I am.
I just don't think you understand, like, the impact Drake has had, really.
Maybe I don't.
Because, like, just light-skinned culture,
yeah, like,
outside of music, like light-skinned culture comes from Drake.
Yeah, Drake's incredibly important, dude. And, yeah, his influence and the hit-making is undeniable.
So how does he... So
but I...
So what keeps him from being an S?
Honestly, never mind. Certified Lover Boy, Scorpion type of albums.
Honestly, never mind. Is lit at shows, like you can go to a Drake show and have Passion Fruit, and then he can switch it to Massive. That's dope.
That is dope.
But Massive
it's got to be able to exist.
But you
outside of like,
but does it? Because we just said Cardi can't, and Cardi and we are both very impressed with Whole Lotta Red.
I don't think I like Playboi Carti. Cardi's highs are good, but I don't think I like Playboi Carti that much either, man. Like, I tried listening to Die Lit.
Die Lit's so good.
It's like beyond like songs like Shoot It and Long Time. It's just I can't do Playboi Carti, man.
Oh.
It's like too repetitive. Oh,
dude, he's genius.
He might be, and I'm open to that. But for me personally, I.
All right, if you'll put Drake at A, that's we need a hot takes like that.
Yeah.
That I mean, it doesn't.
What you want us to have the same opinion?
No, I just want to know why. Because like I know that I know that you dislike Drake because he's big.
Jesus Christ.
Like we had that conversation with Aiden.
If Drake put forth more effort lately, I'd probably have him higher, but I don't think he's been doing that lately. I think he had a stretch there, and Her Loss, I enjoyed Her Loss, and you know I enjoy Her Loss, and you know I enjoy songs like Hours in Silence and stuff like that. I do really like that song. I think Hours in Silence is one of Drake's best songs of, like, lately, of, like, recently. And Jimmy Cooks is really good, too. But I just don't think there was a stretch where he was asleep at the wheel.
You think so?
Yeah.
And that is?
Like, Scorpion to Honestly, really? Never Mind. And then Honestly, Never Mind critically blows up in his face so much
that... Ah! Well, you can't go into Drake looking for anything critical. Drake is a guy who...
But that's how I evaluate music.
I know, but that's why you hate Drake, and that's why you love Kendrick so much. And I think it makes you hate Drake even more because Drake is so big and critically lacking kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
That's why you hate Drake. That's what I mean you hate Drake because he's big, because he is so big and he gets so much fanfare. And there's people like me who view everything with rose-colored lenses. And it's critically lacking. But I think it also goes back to how you listen to music. Because you can't listen to... There's you can't listen to Kendrick and then switch to Drake, really. It doesn't really work, right? Like, the first album you said you really listened to was Scorpion.
Yeah, that was like the first time I downloaded an album. So if you go from Scorpion
and then you go into Kendrick, and then it sounds like you went into Kendrick's discography.
Yeah.
Scorpion would be bad if you indulge in Kendrick. Yes. Right? But that's not how you're supposed to listen to the two.
But we're ranking these people
you're ranking them critically.
We're comparing them.
Fair. I just think what Drake does is, I think you forget that how important Drake is, that he's the first guy who can rap and sing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you forget that half of these people don't exist without Drake.
That's true.
But that's going way back, because we're kind of summing, and obviously I love Drake. I went and I bought Take Care with my older brother. It's really how we listen to music, and I can see, and I totally understand why it would annoy you that people like Drake so much.
But please stop saying I hate Drake, because that's not true.
No, I know. I just push your buttons. You're the Drizzy despiser, man. Yeah. Anyways, let's switch it up.
You're way too loud on this mic, by the way.
Am I?
Yeah, you're the levels are blowing up. You're talking about Drake. You're getting passionate.
You're getting feisty here.
You have to defend your man.
Yeah, let's go to Youngboy, because we had some fun with Youngboy.
You think Youngboy's an A.
Do I?
You argued, you made the case.
That comes with Youngboy is an A. Like, the fans, like, the memes, like does Youngboy really make A music?
No.
No.
Not at all.
But, his impact, what he does, it's just, I love all of it together. And maybe and that's not what we're doing here. We're talking about music.
Yeah.
Which is kind of probably what which is why it's fine for you to put Drake in it, I guess, because but I guess he has more music influence. Youngboy is like a BB minus. I love some Youngboy tracks, bro. I love Nevada. I love mm-hmm. Make No Sense.
Mm-hmm.
I love his verse on
What's Your Name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
And I think his fans are hilarious.
Oh yeah. Youngboy fans are hilarious. Everything around the guy is hilarious. Insane.
And that's kind of why I would like to put him in A, because I feel like that kind of garners an A, because it's so unique.
Mm-hmm.
Him streaming the most is crazy. Yes, he drops so many projects a year. But it's still wild. He outstreams The Weeknd, bro. That's yeah, just unfathomable.
The Weeknd doesn't come out with eight albums in a year.
No.
But yeah, no, Youngboy fan base is
loyal. Where are you
loyal.
Putting Youngboy? You're giving him a C-.
Yeah, maybe C+.
Okay. Let's run through some people pretty quick.
Okay.
Where are you putting, Travis is A+.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, he's probably B.
Mm-hmm.
But Travis was closing in on S for a second there.
Absolutely was.
I'm going to give him an A+.
Yeah, he's an A+.
What about Gucci Mane?
I don't even know enough Gucci Mane
Gucci
songs.
Gucci Mane is C+, just because he's iconic. Gucci Mane is similar to everything that comes with Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
The Instagram stories, him being so fat and then coming out of prison, Jack. The film with Selena Gomez.
What?
Yeah. Spring Breakers?
Movie.
James Franco.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Man. Where do you put... Anyways, I'm giving him a C+.
Sure.
Where do you
care.
Put A$AP Rocky?
A$AP Rocky's
BB minus.
Yeah, he's in the B's. He's in the B's. He's good. Good, not great.
Da Baby.
Oh, D. D for destroyed his career.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even when he was Rockstar Bro, it's really only a C+ song.
Yeah, I mean, his verse on Levitating with Dua Lipa is great.
Yeah, well, because he has that. He had that in him.
He had that in him, but DaBaby, broadly speaking, is bad.
Where do you put Post Malone?
Post Malone.
I think you chronically underrate Post Malone.
Maybe. I was thinking A was the first letter that came to my mind, though.
Post I think Malone's... he's A+.
Okay, that's fine.
J. Cole. A plus. I don't think he's ass.
A plus.
Yeah. Like, is he up there with Drake and Kendrick and Kanye? Not really. But he's
I feel like I've always
I feel like he's closer to Future than them. Or is that incorrect?
I've always felt like J. Cole was just a step down. Mm-hmm. I've always felt like he was just a step down.
I think that it's the kind of music he makes too.
I think he's.
Have you heard that one freestyle? He's like that Hot 97 freestyle.
No,
that's one of the greatest freestyles I've ever. I mean, he's insane.
Dude,
obviously.
Dude can rap his tail off.
Oh yeah, dude is one of. He's probably the second.
But he probably.
I'm gonna go A. Yeah, around there.
He's around there, but yeah.
What do you put, Riri?
Rihanna.
I put Rihanna in S, bro. A plus S.
Yeah.
There's so many good tracks.
There's so many good... She doesn't write them, though.
No, she doesn't.
And that kind of holds her back for me, because girl can sing and carry a tune.
Yeah, you know, I mean...
But the fact that she's not writing those songs, I think, puts her in A.
I'm going to see if she has a... I'm looking if she has a writing credit on Too Good. Like, I'm wondering if just, like, Drake wrote her verse.
Yeah. Because that's something that's...
No,
She has a credit on that song?
I mean, there's 12
Talking
credits.
Talking to the microphone, please.
There's 12 credits on here.
Okay.
Actually, no. Dwayne Super Dupes.
Shout out to Dwayne Super Dupes. But that's something that matters a lot to me, is if you're writing your own songs. Because if you're not, then, like, cool. You've got a great voice, but you're not doing... But you have to have, like, other people put you in the position to be great. You can't just, like, be great off your own... Writing merit.
Then I'll give her an A. That's fair.
Yeah.
What about JB?
JB?
I'll give JB an A.
Justin Bieber. Yeah, you love Justin Bieber, huh?
I do. I think he's great.
I don't know.
I mean, like, unlike Drake, I don't like.
I'll toss him in the B.
That's fine.
I'll toss him in the B.
His creative input is blurry, how much he puts in.
Exactly. Same thing. Like, how much is it his own ideas?
What about DJ Khaled?
Oh, F. You want to talk about guys that don't write songs or produce songs or do anything creatively for the song, but somehow gets their name attached to it? Who somehow
to the
just
writing credit
famous.
And the production credit.
Yeah, but both. I don't believe any of that's DJ Khaled, man.
What about Nicki?
Nicki Minaj?
B minus. It depends. There's some Nicki verses I hate, bro.
Yeah, but I think...
But there's some crazy Nicki verses.
Nicki Minaj is... Her highs, though, are B plus.
I'll go
because
B.
Because songs like Monster and Super Bass and like Starships... Yeah. Are insanity.
But then she has some bad verses, man. Like Race to China one. That's one that I think of. I'll give her a B.
Okay. I'll give her a B plus.
What about Kodak?
Kodak
Black.
Like D.
D.
He's not good, man. He's not good. Kodak Black's not good at making music.
Where do you put The Weeknd?
Oh, S.
Yeah.
Weeknd is We just talked about how freaking massive
so
he is.
So far up in SO.
And, like, critically, it's there, too. You know? He's got both. You understand, you know?
Where would you put Stromae?
Where would I put Stromae?
I can't say anything. Is Frank Ocean S?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean's
S. I have five people in S. You have four.
Stromae's an A.
I think that's fine.
Is he an A? Ugh.
I mean, you
I don't
have to tell me his music's impressive.
A minus.
Thematically, it's catchy and it's thematically.
Yeah,
deep.
like Racine Carré is such a good album, but Multitude was good. It didn't hit.
Is that the one that had 9-year wait?
Yes.
Oh man,
it's still a good album, but it didn't. But it just wasn't Racine Carré, and that's like his opus.
So that his first record?
No, that was his second record. Oh. But that's the one with like Papa Ute and Formidable. Yeah. And oh my goodness, we have to play more ads.
No, it's fine.
To close this thing out. Yeah. So we might have to...
We'll do a quick speed run. Pop Smoke.
Dude, we have 2 minutes.
That's fine. We'll just close it to some ads. Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke. Like, probably C's, but could have been better.
Roddy Ricch.
In the sea.
Ty Dolla $ign.
I think you're throwing a lot of C's at me, man.
C's get degrees, bro.
If Ty Dolla $ign only released L.A., he'd be an A.
Don Toliver.
Oof. Don Toliver is B-.
Tyler.
Tyler, the Creator, is firmly an A.
Tame Impala.
A+.
Wiz Khalifa.
I don't know where to put Wiz, dude. Like C+, maybe.
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. God bless Fetty Wap. I don't know, man. But we have to play ads our station license.
We'll leave it with. I'll end us off on your favorite, Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. D for Don't Beat Women. On that note, folks.
On that note, let's play a Chris Brown song.
Dude, no, we're not playing Chris Brown on the station. No, we will play.
Rihanna forgave him, man.
That's good for her. We'll play an ad for Trek Coffee. We'll close out with that.
Bro, the Chris Brown redemption arc is insane.
All right.
Anyways, you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend.
We will be back next week to actually talk about some music.
Yes.
I think Six Lack is B.
From a B-tier artist.
From a B-tier artist.
All righty.
Have a wonderful weekend. This has been Music's on the Menu.
See you next week.
Hey, we're J+J+J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek coffee today.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.